So I saw two good comments today. One was sandbox, the other one was their God is their belly. And it made me think, you know, the comments always will make you think deeper. You know, if you, like when I watch other videos, I read all the comments. Some of the comments are better than the video, you know. I 100% agree this 3D experience is a sandbox experience because we're born in sin. And if it wasn't a sandbox, we could destroy the universe or whatever. I mean, Jesus comes back to destroy those who would destroy the earth, you know. We're being tested. We're being tested like crazy. And there's a division going on. So the division is the saints and the ain'ts, you know. And so the ain'ts, and we all used to be ain'ts. All we cared about was the world, the flesh, prior life. Like you said, the God of their God is their belly. What, you know, it made me think about this guy I worked with him one time. We were doing appliance repair, and I had to be trained. He was training me for 2 weeks, you know. And as soon as you get in the truck, he said, you know, I had this for breakfast. And then he says, I'm thinking about going over here for lunch. I mean, everything he talked about was food. And then after lunch, he'd talk about what he's going to eat for dinner, you know. Me and my wife are going to cook out and make this and do this. It was always about the food, you know. And I really couldn't understand how somebody could be talking about food every day, 24/7, 7 days a week. I think it was a Monday through Friday job. So 5 days a week, the man's talking about food the whole time. And I think even after I got my own truck, and I was doing my own thing, I'd see him at the shop or something, and he'd still be talking about food. And it's like, what in the world? I was thinking, why is he always talking about food? Does he worship food? And sure enough, they worship food. They worship anything of the flesh. There's some creatures, they just worship the flesh. There's some creatures, they worship their image, the pride of life and their image. And some creatures worship stuff, you know. They have a bunch of stuff, you know. The more stuff they own, the happier they are. But, you know, the more stuff you own, the more it owns you. Some people are just talking about the world. They got to get more stuff. Some people are just talking about the flesh, satisfy the flesh, the urges of the flesh. Some people are just talking about the pride of life, their position and their power. But you never hardly ever hear anybody, even at church, that's the sad part. Everybody at church, they're not talking about spiritual stuff. They're talking about the world. I mean, it's okay to talk. Yeah, I bought me a lawnmower. It's okay to talk about that stuff. But if that's all you talk about, and never mention anything spiritual or outside of 3D. I mean, the only way you're going to talk about outside of 3D, I guess, is if you get born again and start reading the Bible. You know, you might become a new ager and try to talk about stuff out of 3D, but it's going to be demonic. It's going to be inverted. Let's say the devil does give you some insight outside this sandbox simulation. It's even like Donald, whatever his name is, the mathematician. Even him, he's talking about consciousness, and scientists are moving away from trying to figure things out in the space-time realm, and they're talking about consciousness, you know. But what about God, you know? I think he does mention God. He's your higher power, source, God, whatever. What about Jesus? He'll never mention Jesus. He might say the word God, but he won't say Jesus, you know. Even in the Psalms, he talks about how God spoke it all into existence. I can't remember what chapter that was, but I read it the other day. David was a prophet. You had before the church, you had prophets, right? Now the church age, you have saints. Now, in the early church, there were apostles and prophets. But to be honest with you, every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. So that's kind of greater than a prophet because you already know the whole truth. You have the mind of Christ. The Spirit of truth abides with you forever. So after the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit abides with you forever. You're sealed until the day of redemption. Before that, the Holy Spirit would come on somebody. So if you exercise that gift, it's almost the same gift as a prophet, but better, higher, because you can see through this thing. I'll give you an example. I was talking to somebody today. I said something about the new, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, the CB, or the BC is the body of Christ. And I said the news, north, east, south, west, this little circular area that we're in, this cycle, north, east, south, west, news is all about the body of Christ. And so I said, all the news is about the body of Christ in this cartoon experience, you know? And so that conversation ended, and I walked up to do a repair, and they had the TV on. And as soon as I walk in, there's this cartoon character with the news thing in his hand, the microphone with news on the front, and it was a cartoon. The very thing I had just said to this person appeared on the TV. Now, if you really want to get serious about this and see through this thing, start to pay attention to what you say and think in the conversations, and watch for the reflection within a few hours or 24 hours. With me, I'm in that state of meditation all the time, 24/7. So it happens almost instantly. But the other day when I was walking, I showed you how that plastic pin that was broken into parts, I walk up the street and there's another one. How did I know that? Because I know what this place is. It's a reproduction. Everything's reproduction. Be fruitful and multiply. Multiply means reproduce. And so it's all a reproduction, whether it's movies, whether it's farmers, whether it's husband and wife making a copy of themselves, whether it's a book rewritten, whether it's Superman 1, Superman 2, Superman 3, Flash 1, Flash 2, Flash 3, Batman 1, Batman 2, Batman 3. Why do they keep reproducing the same stuff? Because that's what this place is. Whether it's Amazon shipping out packages, people go in and they reproduce the shipment, you know. If you want to get rich, start reproducing something and selling a bunch of them. Reproduction, reproduce, reproduce. That's all it is, reproduction. Even trading. Trading the stocks is a sine wave. So you got this stock that goes up, you sell it. You wait for it to go down, you buy it. When it goes back up, you sell it. You wait for it to go down. It goes up, you sell it. Goes down, you buy it. It just repeats. This is why the police know that they say, well, it's a copycat crime. Well, once you see, and there's a lot of talk about this online, you know, if you pay attention, you're going to see 33, you're going to see 21. You're going to see 23, you're going to see 44, you're going to see 88, you're going to see, 33 kids were killed in a plane crash or in a bus accident. 33 people were held hostage. 33, it's always in the news. 23 is always in the news. 11-11. You might say, well, what's 11-11? 11-11 is a little leaven, leaven's a whole lump, but that's in the natural, but in the spiritual, it's worship. But down here in this plane, it's the cube, the box. What's 23 BC, body of Christ? What is 33, the age Jesus went to the cross? So everything, everywhere you look, you'll see CC or 33 because it points back to the cross. That's what this reality is based on, the lamb slain before the foundation world, 33. He went to the cross at 33. And notice in your life, at 33, you started having problems and you started waking up. At 35, you started to do your own thing, you know. You quit doing what your parents did and you quit doing what your neighbors did and you started doing your own thing. That's how this thing works. Based on 33, the news is about the body of Christ. So when you watch a TV, it's about you. When you watch a movie, it's about you. When you watch a listen to a song, it's about you. That's why would you cry when you watch a movie that makes you cry? Why would you cry? Why would you have a tear if that movie wasn't about an experience you had? Because a human wrote that script and there's no new human condition. And so when you watch a movie, this takes a long time to see, but once you see it, let's say you watch a movie like five times. The first time you identify with this character. Next time you identify with this character. Next time, as you grow, as you go through the cycle repeat and you birth to your new state, moment by moment, you become a different person. So you identify with different characters in the script. That's the way it works. And so this whole movie, sandbox movie that we're in, is projected out and is played out in front of you. The news is about you, and the unsaved mock you, they laugh at you, they watch you. They're watching you. Why are they watching you? Because it's about you. It's about the body of Christ. 23, 32. Because if you think about it, why did God create this place? To make sons of God, daughters of God. It's all about what you're going through. I mean, it all points to Christ, but He created this place to birth in sons of God, you know? So, yeah, it's about Christ, but it's also about His body, you know, which is the church. And so that's why they mock you, chase you, persecute you, test you, try you, spy on what you're doing, what you're not doing, always trying to catch you in doing something wrong, playing mind games, using, abusing, trying to. Actually, some of these witches, they're trying to get the seed from a saved man so they can make a copy and probably torment the kid. Seriously. That sounds kind of sick, but they are sick. They are sick. Anyway. All I can tell you is this place, if you just take it back to source, root, every day that plays out, it's about the saints. It was all recorded. It was the lamb slain is the storyline, and you're just following after. You're in series and sequence after Christ. So what He went through, you got to go through. Is the servant greater than the master? So it's maybe not everything He went through, but a lot of stuff you have to go through it too, because you're actually an extraterrestrial. If you get saved, you're not from here anymore. And so they're. Why do you think the whole world watches the two witnesses? The whole world watches the 144,000 in the tribulation period. The whole world's watching the two witnesses. And they all laugh and they all shout and are thankful when they die, you know. Instead of repenting, they're sitting there mocking and saying off with their head, off with their head. All the movies that say off with their head. Remember that one movie? What's her name? Cinderella or something. Whatever her name is. Went down the rabbit hole, I guess. Off with their head. She would represent the church, waking up, you know. And taking over. Because the queen has created a system of lies. And when the church wakes up, they have, speaking the truth, they have to shut down the truth, cut their head off. Because the system don't run when you speak. If the whole system, if everybody started speaking truth, the whole system would collapse. It's all based on lies, because the devil's pretty much running the whole show down here. And it's a show. But God is what the devil meant for evil, God used for good. So God created this place to birth in sons of God, to learn about Him, worship Him, copy what He sets out to do. But the devil turned it into a bubble of lies instead of the truth. And so everybody's born in a bubble of lies, and it's like 1,000 bubbles, and every time you take a pencil or something, pop that one bubble, you go to the next level, and you say, oh, there's lies there. Pop the bubble, go to the next level. Pop the bubble, go to the next level. Pop the bubble, and you just keep unfolding the lies until you finally say, okay, I see what this place is. And when you start telling people, especially if you use the name Jesus, they're going to come after you, try to take you out, shut you up, censor you, take you out, lie, defame, try to destroy, try to get you to commit suicide, they'll even come up to you and say, let's go to the bar. They want you to they can't really destroy them, but they want you to destroy yourself. And you know that's true, because that's what happened to Israel. The prophet couldn't curse Israel, and he told that king, he says, well, I can't curse them, but you can curse them if you get them to destroy themselves. And that's what's going on. They want you to destroy yourself, because they can't destroy you. Only you can. They might kill the body, but absent from the body, present with the Lord. But they actually need you, because all their comrades can't be trusted. And they know they can only trust the believers, you know, because they throw each other under the bus. And they know it. So the only way they can build this place up is with the believers. And you look at the communist countries and all, versus the American, which used to be a Christian nation, how much our system grew. Because only the believers build up a system. The unbelievers destroy themselves every time. Just like your flesh mind will destroy you if you let it rule, but if you walk in the spirit and die daily, the spirit mind will save your life.